Texans Today Time, Drew Doherty, Nick Scherfield. We talk about four main topics affecting the Texans, and let's start with the Rick Smith press conference that was on Tuesday. Smith, like he always does, talked about the Texans drafting the best player available, not drafting for need.
Yeah, the Texans general manager has his annual pre-draft press conference a couple days before the draft. Just about every year he had it in the press box at Reliance Stadium. That's where we'll be stationed throughout the draft, and he answered a lot of questions about what the Texans might do. And the overarching theme of what he said, they're going to take the best player available. They don't draft on need. And when you do that, Smith said, you tend to set yourself up for making mistakes. That's why they go for best player available. And his recent history has borne that out.
Yeah, second down, you watch out for an inside linebacker. Texans probably wanting to bolster that spot to add more depth behind guys like Brian Cushing and Darrell Sharpe.
Yeah, that is a position that people think they could go to in the first round if they don't go for a wide receiver. Inside linebacker widely perceived to be the Texans' second biggest need by a lot of people. I don't know if they'll do that in the first round just because Brian Cushing is going to play every down. You'd be adding a guy who, if he starts over Darrell Sharpe and Tim Dobbins, would be playing on just two downs, presumably against the run. But a lot of talented inside linebackers in this draft, guys they could look at the end of the first round, even into the second and third round. I think you'll see it addressed early, just a question of how early it's going to be.
There was a revolving door of sorts at safety. This takes us to third down. Out goes Glover Quinn, in comes Ed Reed, but you'd think that the Texans also bring one in via the draft.
Yeah, because they use three safeties, you know, in their dime and nickel packages, and they play against a lot of those with the nature of the NFL and the spread offenses these days. So they're going to bring in a guy. A third safety would almost be a starter for them. It's a guy who's going to play a lot. You got to ask, how do they feel about Shiloh Keo? How do they feel about Eddie Pleasant? If they like those guys, maybe it's not as much of a priority, but because those guys are pretty unproven, you could see it being a pick as early as the first round. Another safety go behind those two veterans in Reed and Manning and to compete and possibly play over those other guys.
Last thing on fourth down, look out for a trade. Rick Smith not afraid to do that, move up, move back. Probably, though, if he does move, it's going to be backwards.
Yeah, he said Tuesday he's open to the possibility of making a trade on draft day, making multiple trades even. He's done that just about every year he's been here. Every draft, all six, but in 2009, he's made a trade. Six of the eight trades he's made have been trades back. They clearly place a high value on picks. They've been able to get guys in the late rounds. That's why they value them so much. They've been very successful in their drafting. But he also didn't rule out trading up. So they could do that. They could move back. Or if they stand pat, Smith said he feels very good that the Texans will get a quality player at number 27.
You're a quality guy. Hope this was a quality Texans today for you.